The Ouachita and Ozark St. Francis National Forest System is in need of Resource Advisory Committee applicants. As Ozark's at-largest Jacqueline Froelich reports, the positions are voluntary, but projects help to support local communities and economies.
The Ouachita and Ozark St. Francis National Forest staff is looking for civic-minded community members in both Arkansas and Oklahoma to apply for membership on their Resource Advisory Committee, RAC for short. Terry Crasco is a public services and planning staff officer based in Russellville. He's responsible for recreation, heritage, wilderness, wild and scenic rivers litigation, and geographic information systems matters. He says interested applicants should live within counties contiguous to National Forest Service lands.
The advisory committees look at projects that are diverse in nature. They could be on dealing with non-native invasive species and wildlife improvements. They can be forestry related. There's a whole host of things, but the largest part of what actually occurs is that we have a lot of projects that deal with infrastructure such as roads.
All of them propose projects on or near the Ouachita or Ozark St. Francis National Forests under provisions of Section 205, Title II, of the Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act.
And the committee will go over and look at the projects submitted, and they will look at the integrity of the project, see if the funds are going to be spent correctly, and then if they approve them, the project is forwarded into the forest supervisor, and they look at them to see if everything is in order, and if they approve it, then it goes back for final funding approval when the project is actually going to be undertaken.
Terry Crasco says the National Forest Service values the expertise of local residents.
I think they're all pretty special, and we're looking for people that have diverse backgrounds. And, for example, we're looking for people that are involved possibly in organized labor or non-timber forest product harvester groups. People that might deal with outdoor recreation, you know, it could be someone that might have like a Campground of America or something like, are there off-highway vehicle users? And also in this category, someone that maybe works in energy and mineral development, such as an oil and gas operator.
Forest Service also seeks those experienced in the commercial timber industry for input, or federal grazing permit holders, land use permit holders, farmers. Environmentalists are welcome to apply, recreationalists, scientists, and political representatives as well. Over the past decade, the Ozark Ouachita RAC has recommended dozens of projects that yielded needed improvements across 17 counties in Arkansas. Listeners who live in rural districts on Forest Service roads understand the value of having those roads improved and maintained for residents driving to work or catching school buses.
And there is money allocated through the state that goes to the counties that have national forest acres in them. And the counties get a piece of this funding each year. So it's kind of separate from what the Forest Service does. Let's say in our normal resource activity, this is actually aimed at the county, but it also focuses back towards the national forest. So, for example, let's take a road project. There might be a road that needs 5 miles of aggregate surfacing, and there's bad culverts in it, so they need to replace a culvert.
Multiple culverts, even bridge repair and replacement on designated roads, and local labor may benefit from work contracts. Federal money is allocated specifically to RAC-approved projects only.
We need the Resource Advisory Committee to review the projects, look at the integrity of them, make sure that they're worthwhile, that the money is being spent judiciously, and they kind of have an oversight. And with this diverse backgrounds that are actually looking at it, they can kind of give a good, honest perspective on it from a lot of different viewpoints, and they are the ones that say, yes, we want to see this move forward.
The committee is comprised of 15 members who serve 3-year terms without compensation but are reimbursed for travel and per diem expenses. Meetings are typically held 2 to 3 times a year at locations within the geographic area the committee serves. Applications for membership on the Ozark-Ouachita Resource Advisory Committee are due by July 8th. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To serve on the Ouachita and Ozark St. Francis Resource Advisory Committee, visit fs.usda.gov. Then click on the Projects and Policies links to the Secure Schools and Community section, or call 501-321-5318. And this information will be posted at ozarksatlarge.com.